The Chinese mainland reported 99 new COVID-19 infections on Saturday. They included two domestic cases recorded in Heilongjiang province. Of the 97 new imported cases, 52 were registered in Shanghai and 21 in Heilongjiang. Mainland authorities also detected 63 asymptomatic patients on Saturday, including 12 from abroad. The United States has recorded the most COVID-19 deaths in the world after its death toll from the coronavirus surpassed that in Italy. According to Johns Hopkins University, 20,071 people have died of the disease, among close to 520,000 confirmed cases in the country. New York State has recorded the most deaths in the country, followed by New Jersey and Michigan. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump has officially approved a disaster declaration for the state of Wyoming, being the final U.S. state to do so. Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, Guam, and the Northern Mariana Islands, and the U.S. Virgin Islands are also under the disaster declaration. American Samoa is the only U.S. territory that's not under the declaration. The World Health Organization has been looking into reports that some COVID-19 patients tested positive again after initially testing negative for the disease. This comes after South Korea reported 91 patients thought cleared of the disease tested positive again. South Korean officials say it remains unclear what's behind the trend, with epidemiological investigations still underway. Russian officials have confirmed that President Vladimir Putin remains in excellent health amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Concerns over Putin's health have mounted after the chief doctor of Russia's major coronavirus treatment hospital tested positive for the virus just days after Putin's inspection of the hospital last month. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Putin's health conditions can be proven by his tight schedule and heavy workload. Russia has tallied around 13,600 COVID-19 cases, including 106 deaths. Peskov said Russia will see if it's approaching the peak of the epidemic in the next 2 weeks. A Chinese medical team has arrived in Moscow to assist Russia's ongoing efforts in the fight against COVID-19. The team also brought medical supplies, including masks and protective clothing. The 10 Chinese experts specialize in fields such as laboratory testing, prevention and control of infectious diseases, and respiratory diseases. They were selected from the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention and medical institutions of Heilongjiang province that borders Russia. Officials in Wuhan have confirmed that COVID-19 patients being treated at the Houshinshan and Lishenshan hospitals will be transferred to 4 large municipal hospitals by next Wednesday. Local authorities said 4 hospitals have sufficient high-quality medical resources that can ensure the most effective treatment for the patients. The 2 purposely built hospitals were put into use in early February. Meantime, officials admit that a treatment of the severe and critical COVID-19 cases remains difficult. As of Saturday, there are 94 patients in severe or critical condition in Wuhan. Iran has begun mass production of diagnostic kits that it says can detect whether a person has ever been exposed to the novel coronavirus, will suffer from the COVID-19 disease, and recovered. Officials say the results from the serology-based tests are precise and accurate even when tested on asymptomatic patients. 6 domestic companies have obtained official approvals, and the country can now produce 2 million of them every week. The blood-based serological tests are capable of identifying patients who have been exposed to the coronavirus by looking at their immune response. The first person to contract Ebola in the Democratic Republic of the Congo in more than 50 days has died. The Central African country originally planned to declare an end to the epidemic on Sunday and shift its focus to containing the coronavirus, which has infected over 200 people and killed 20 there. The new Ebola case, the first since February the 17th, was a 26-year-old man in a town in eastern Congo. He developed symptoms on March the 27th and died in hospital on Thursday morning.